Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
It's mid-July, and in just a week and a half, the supplies stacked to the ceiling of this Needham, Massachusetts warehouse will have been distributed to 46 towns along 8 routes for the largest single-event sports fundraiser in the country. Billy Starr started the Pan Mass Challenge 30 years ago. Back then, there were no forklifts or warehouses or barcoded wristbands.
It was very modest. I mean, 1980, we had 36 riders, probably 10 volunteers. Everybody got lost. We ran out of food. The ferry didn't run. And I was ceremoniously thrown in the harbor as the alleged captain of the ship. To my way of thinking, we did everything wrong. And yet, the event was fulfilling something in there, a psychic need, a need to give back, of something that we would later call, you know, sports-oriented philanthropy.
Sure, kids have been raising a penny per free throw for decades, but setting fundraising minimums in the thousands for a sporting event that requires months of training, that was a new idea. The PMC was the first event in the country to bill participants who don't meet their fundraising goals, even if circumstances keep them from riding. So why do 5,000 people accept these terms every year? Billy Starr says riding the PMC might be charitable, but it's not selfless.
I've often said, well, you know, I'm a pretty good salesman, but ride the PMC and you'll give me anything. There is palpable energy being expended towards forwarding your success in an outdoor event, come hella high water, hail, rain, or big heat.
Riders are called clients, and Billy Starr offers them four-season service. Despite its charitable leanings, the Pan Mass Challenge is a business, part of a $3 billion industry. Dave Hesekiel, president of the Run, Walk, Ride Fundraising Council, says that industry is growing.
We've come a long way from when I was a kid, where somebody would hand you a slip of paper and say, would you give me 25 cents for every mile that I walk? The internet has become a huge tool. One can now reach out to numerous people. They can click, enter their credit card data, and suddenly they are a sponsor of yours. And that has raised the complexity of the programs, but it's also tremendously increased the opportunity.
Volunteers ring a bell as Sean Garvin checks in for his first PMC. He's an anesthesiologist riding in honor of his mentor, who's being treated for cancer. As a doctor, Sean probably knows enough inspiring stories to convince his friends to give to the cause anyway. So why ride almost 200 miles to raise a few thousand dollars?
Great question, but I think it shows commitment on our part to the cause. And so once they see that you're willing to do something that maybe you've never done or something to go beyond your boundaries, hopefully it will inspire them to maybe take a few more dollars out of their pockets or their checkbook and send it our way.
Two psychologists at Princeton University studied that phenomenon. They found that a person will give 50% more money to participate in a charity 5-mile run than he will to attend a charity picnic. More significantly, donors will pledge 3 times more money to a charitable cause if the friend asking for money is also performing a task that takes considerable effort.
Thank you all for being here. Welcome to the 30th staging of the Pan Mass Challenge.
Billy Starr takes the stage for an hour-long kickoff show aired live on a local cable news channel. Mike Andrews is a former Red Sox player and chairman of the Jimmy Fund at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, where 100% of rider-raised money is sent. He's one of the few who's been around for all 30 years of the PMC, and he's the last person who would have guessed that the ride would raise $270 million in its first 30 years.
I wasn't sure if he was going to get 2 dozen or 3 dozen of his friends to ride. Now, I figured, you know, they're pretty much on this thing for a joyride to boot. Now, that doesn't sound like a $50,000 event, yet alone a million dollar, and now a $35 million event. I mean, it is just the most phenomenal thing that I think has ever happened in fundraising, quite honestly.
Cherry Street Love Day! Welcome to the Cherry!
To hear the people of Cherry Street in Wrentham talk about it, the Pan Mass Challenge might be the most phenomenal thing that's happened to their street. Every year, the riders pedal through this quiet, shady neighborhood, and every year, the neighbors come out to greet them.
PMC, 1, 2, 3!
Donna Dunn is taking her picture with two PMC riders who've gotten off their bikes for a chat. Jamie Shear started stopping here years ago when he noticed Donna's mother, Margaret McKillop, sitting under a blue awning. She had breast cancer, and Jamie started using her photo on his thank you cards.
He had stopped to see her for over 6 or 7 years, and he fell in love with her. And then when he came up over the hill last year and she wasn't here, he was heartbroken. And I had a beautiful picture for him, and he put it in his backpack, and he said, she's finally going to do the whole ride.
Jamie hands Donna a framed picture of her mom's photo set against a beautiful sunset in Provincetown. Donna shows it to her neighbors with tears in her eyes and a smile on her face.
That nice?
Yeah.
That's only one of the stories, right?
Everywhere you turn at the PMC, there's a person with a story. Under a big white tent at the 85-mile mark waits a story I've heard before. Catherine Fenollosa and I used to work together on the NPR program Car Talk. Just over 4 years ago, her son Henry was diagnosed with cancer in utero. He was delivered a month early, started on chemotherapy when he was just 27 hours old, and Catherine says if it wasn't for recent advancements in cancer treatment, he wouldn't be here today. Henry's a PMC pedal partner, which means he has a whole team riding in his honor, including the doctor who saved him and his mommy's old friend, Car Talk producer and former Only a Game senior producer, David Green.
When David sort of asked if he could ride in Henry's honor, I was so floored. It's a huge commitment for someone to undertake, and it's a lot of training and a lot of dedication and a lot of fundraising that you have to do. And for him to want to do that for Henry, I mean, what more could you ask? You know, I mean, when I was looking at the weather for this weekend, it was saying 90 degrees, and I was thinking, oh, God, David.
David's fine and grinning ear to ear when he arrives to say hi to Henry. Cindy Hale practically bounces into the tent to greet her pedal partner, Jace. Cindy rides for Team Flames, which has the largest number of cancer survivors of any Pan Mass team.
The team started 9 years ago when I was a patient, and my nurses told me if I got better, they'd get on a bike and ride with me. And 9 years later, we've raised $2 million, and we all still ride.
Billy Starr likes to say that everybody gets something out of riding the PMC, and Cindy Hale seems like a good person to ask.
What do I get out of it? It saved my life. I had two terrible cancers, and I got to do trial drugs thanks to money raised by Pan Mass Challenge.
And were you a cyclist before you got sick?
No. Never. I mean, never. But it's so inspiring. We have doctors on our team that they are in there saving patients' lives, and then they come out and get on a bike with us. Nurses, it's amazing.
At the day one finish line, riders swarm in by the hundreds, then the dozens, and hours later, one by one. As they get ready to bunk overnight to rest up for day two, many say they'll be riding this event until a cure is found for cancer. 8 of the 15 largest sports philanthropic events in this country benefit cancer research. So if they get their wish, there will be millions of runners, bikers, and walkers looking for a new cause for which to sweat. I'm Karen Given, and I'll be filling in for Bill Littlefield this week on Only a Game. We'll feature the report you just heard, as well as Doug Trabue's story on heat-related deaths in football, 8 years after the death of NFL lineman Corey Stringer. We'll also have a conversation with Jeffrey Marks and Brian Kinchin, author and subject of The Long Snapper, A Second Chance, A Super Bowl, A Lesson for Life. And Sadie Babbitts will have a report on moth sailing. Don't worry, no insects were harmed in the production of Sadie's piece. A moth is a small, super speedy sailboat. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.